Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Peabody Award-winning international film and television star Nick Searcy, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The book of Psalms 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." America once was that nation, but is that where we find ourselves today? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. From my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey. Happy to be with you again, as always.
Thank you so much. We're going to jump in on what's going on tonight, as a matter of fact. This probably will get a lot of attention for the first time, I'm sure, with this debate. I think they've agreed to two, right. But there's one tonight. So between Trump and Biden, I'll leave room for the chuckle there. What do you expect and what do you hope to hear during this?
Well, great question, Audrey. Everybody surely is debating that this is the premier TV event for the year, and it's got a big buildup, to arouse a large audience to watch this debate. President Biden has sort of taken a leave of absence and gone up to Camp David, where he's for 7 days. He's been preparing for the talk. So,
what does that mean? I don't think they have enough juice for that, but go ahead.
Well, they say they're going to give him some red eye or a shot in the ass, as Trump said, to get him ready like he was for the State of the Union earlier this year. But Trump will be in top form. I think Trump needs just to smile a lot and basically rebuff a lot of the claims that Biden will probably make. He's a convicted felon. And, you know, if he does that, of course, Trump should come back and says, well, Joe, you run a crime syndicate out of the White House there as president when you were vice president with your son, Hunter. And that's all been documented. And the millions of dollars that you've raised, the fact that you've never been successful at all in anything you've done. Even Obama said, you give something to Obama, you can be assured it will be f***ed up, just to quote him.
Yes.
But they always, after the F, they always take out the rest of the world. But it's going to be something, and I think it'll show that there'll be three against Trump. The moderators from CNN, especially Jake Tapper, these people are just horrible people, and they don't look at the successes under the Trump administration before. They don't want to even look at that. And Trump did such a great job in his first term, and of course, then COVID hit. So anyhow, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. You know, to me, the ones that they have moderating are really not moderators, because they completely, it almost looks like they're going to protect Biden. They're going to make sure anything Trump begins to say, they'll cut him off. I mean, I don't even know why they agree to these moderators.
I don't either. I wouldn't have, but the Trump team decided they can maybe set them back on their derrieres, and Trump can do that. So anyhow, that's probably what they're thinking.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, the economy is a disaster, and it's just heading down an abyss. So I'm sure very easily he could slam him with this.
Oh, yeah. It'll be interesting. Trump just needs to have a sense of humor, smile, and I think Joe will show how inadequate he is, and hopefully how senile, and with of course, his mental state is tremendously diminished.
Yeah.
Now, how much of dementia he has right now, but he's definitely, as one doctor said, he's in out of the, I think, six phases of dementia. He's probably at four or five right now.
This is unbelievable. What's unbelievable is that our side is not saying, why is no one invoking the 25th Amendment? Why is that not happening?
Well, they're not ready to do it. I think they'll replace Joe. I think they're going to replace Kamala Harris. I think that's just a very good forecast of what the Democratic Party will do at the convention. So, again, we'll have to see. But they don't have a deep bench. They don't have anybody that can compete with Trump. So I'm not sure what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, I know that Gavin Newsom is salivating over there in California, thinking that he would be the one. I believe that Hillary, in her delusion, still thinks that she has a chance. I mean, you know, as Omar the Tent Maker's wife, maybe, with what is she wearing? Drapery now? She's absolutely delusional, but she has not given up.
No, she hasn't. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But again, it's up to the Democratic Party who they're going to have. And I just have a good feeling that they're going to replace Biden and Kamala. She's not capable of anything at that level. She's just not a very bright person. And she doesn't do her homework enough. She's not right for the situation as vice president or president.
No, well, potheads usually aren't, and it's well known that this woman has been hitting a bong for a long time. So, I want to just quickly touch on Julian Assange. Now, a lot of people don't understand, because the media, of course, was going to lie about and saying whatever, but he is, after 5 years being really in many ways illegally imprisoned for exposing a lot of these elitists in the world, he's finally, now he's being, he's released. So would you share a little bit about, so the listeners who may not even understand what's going on with him?
Well, he ended up, of course, at WikiLeaks. Yeah. And over 5 years ago, WikiLeaks released some inside information that came out of the state secrets, a violation of the Espionage Act, and so on. of course, he was a Swedish citizen, I think, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, and then, of course, they arrested him and put him in jail in the United Kingdom. But it's a travesty. It just shows how the injustice system is working in the United States. He should have been released a long time ago. He's no threat to the society, no threat to America.
No.
And you basically ruined a man for nothing.
Yeah, and they kept him imprisoned in a very small space, and it was really isolation because he was by himself for 23 hours a day. So, I mean, if that wasn't communist what was going on, I don't know what was. I know he's going back to his wife and children in Australia because I believe that's where they live now. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know how safe that is after the scamdemic because we saw how very totalitarian Australia became, that's for sure. Yep. So at least that's good news. But I don't know what the details are of it. I had heard that the Biden regime was the one that negotiated it. So to me, I don't trust it. I don't trust it.
Well, again, you know, you never know what's happening out of Washington. They're so off course. If I was a naval commander of a ship, that's what I would say. The ship of state is off course and has been for over 3.5 years now. Yeah, so and if you look at the ship's staff, which would be Biden's people, like Blinken and
Wink and blink and a nod, yeah.
And Merrick Garland.
Oh gosh!
And then you got Mayorkas, and you look at Pete Buttigieg. You look at the number of gays and LBQs they're trying to put into the administration.
Oh yeah, it's insane.
I just saw they're going to put this guy in with earrings now into the White House staff somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. No, this
goofy
is
people. And of course, when you put goofy in, guess what you get out? Goofy.
Yeah, yeah. It's beyond goofy. This is intentional, and it's to insult the American people that they're putting people who are not qualified in any way for the positions they're being put into, but they are also part of that, you know, the gender dysphoria, the transgender movement. They know that America opposes this, and they're shoving it in their faces. So, you know, they're giving, it's their way of giving a bird flip to the people. They just continue to do so. It's pretty twisted as far as I'm concerned. But I want to touch too quickly on, well, we don't hear as much about this anymore, except that I'm sure the military industrial complex has plans right now. Russia, Ukraine, what is going on there right now with their war?
Well, Ukraine has conducted a number of really attacks on Russia now. Putin's basically come out and said, you know, if you're supplying weapons like the United States to hit Russia, inside Russia, for example, then that could be World War III. And they've also mentioned about conducting a nuclear strike somewhere. So it's pretty bad over there. There's still no push from the West or from the United States, though it did come out last week that maybe they should move to a peace conference. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of men on both sides and women that have been killed and wounded, it wasn't necessary at all. And if Trump was in power, he would have met with Putin and they would have negotiated some kind of a settlement.
Yeah. But, you know, there's
stop pushing NATO on Putin.
Well, that's it. Of course. Of course. But there's also, you know, that there's a lot of money laundering going on with the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want that to stop. But then when we're thinking about this, when we talk about maybe the hint of war, then we have legislation, because you're not getting people, you know, the recruiting numbers are historically low. Now they're doing an auto registration rather than those volunteering to do so, you know, to register. Do you see something coming with this?
Yeah, well, they're moving towards a draft now is what they're doing. They're planting the seeds for that. and they'll need Congress, I guess, to approve that. And they want to draft women for the first time as well.
Oh, gosh.
So that's the situation. Readiness is down. There's no doubt about it. Recruiting is down. Reenlistments are down. But you still have the same woke generals in the Army, Navy. I mean, admirals in the Navy and generals in the Marine Corps and Air Force that have gone woke. I mean, they had an Air Force general over in Korea. Allowed the pride flag to be flown on the base in Korea. But these generals and admirals, well, they got to be removed, and Trump will do that under the recommendations that will be in Project 2025, which is being sponsored by the Heritage Foundation. I'm advising them on a new plan for the Pentagon. Some of the things we want to do, for example, re-image the Pentagon is to change the title of the Defense Department to the Department of the Armed Forces of America, and putting the armed forces under a five-star general or admiral reports directly with the president, getting rid of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, getting rid of half of the political appointees in the Pentagon, getting rid of half the generals and admirals that we don't need, and realign the military forces to meet the threats of the future, whatever they may be. And so that's a very important project, Project 2025.
Right. No, I had not heard about that, and that's very encouraging. That's very encouraging. Another thing that's very encouraging now, listeners, that there might be new listeners that don't have not heard this segment, but we did a segment for the MacArthur Society with you and three other gentlemen. So what I would like you to do, if you wouldn't mind, is to just briefly share what that is for those that hadn't heard, and if you can give us an update on any progress. Thank you.
Yeah, the MacArthur Society was formed by a group of West Point graduates who were not were dissatisfied greatly with what was happening at West Point. And then we tied in with an organization called STARS, headed by General Rod Bishop, regarding the Air Force, and then the Calvert Group at Annapolis. So we're all working in unison now, really not to replace, for example, at West Point, the Association of Graduates. We found out the Association of Graduates of West Point doesn't even represent the graduates.
Really?
All they do is raise money for new buildings and so on, which is good, and basically at the lap of the superintendent up there, who's a woke general, General Gillon, or Gillon, I think his name is. But they've done basically put aside the honor code, which is the basic tenets of West Point. Cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal. And then the superintendent came out and wanted to change our longtime motto, duty, honor, and country. So the MacArthur Society now has formed the Duty, Honor, and Country Commission, which we want to get some legislation done. And I'll be happy to send you a copy of that as soon as we finish it. But many of the graduates at all the academies are so dissatisfied with the LBG cube, transgender they're pushing on, critical race theory, DEI, that I wrote an article on a week ago that it needs to go to the grave and get it buried forever. Yeah. But there, you know, all of this was very divisive in the armed forces, trying to, you know, basically not create what we call unity, bringing together people, not dividing the CRT and that other BS has been doing. So MacArthur Society is alive and well. We have a good organization, and we basically are supporting the longtime traditions and values of West Point.
Are you finding, as the word of the MacArthur Society is getting out there, are you finding more alumni that want to join up or assist you?
Yeah, we have a great program going on now that, and last week we had a Zoom conference of 32 individuals that are new, wanted to know about the MacArthur Society. So we're going to do more of those Zoom conference calls where we can bring in people and explain what the purpose and mission is of the MacArthur Society. So we're on the move. We just selected a West Point graduate to head up our fundraising. We need funds. We hope even you, Audrey, can join if you go to the MacArthur Society. You don't have to be a graduate. We'd love to have you join up by going to the website, MacArthurSociety.org.
I would love to.
And encourage anybody, because it's the future of America, and we need the American people to support the MacArthur Society in West Point, what we're trying to do, not just the graduates.
Oh, that sounds great. And make sure, I'm glad you explained that, because I thought it was just for alumni. This with the generals, woke generals, that all this began in the replacement of good generals with these woke generals started with Obama, didn't it?
That's correct. He purged about 120 plus senior officers. And that the result of that is what you saw in a General Milley. In a General Austin, these other, we have a whole list of them. But one of our other organizations is the Flag Officers for America, Flag Officers for America, the number four, and we need support there. But we have some over 300 senior officers now that belong to the Flag Officers for America. So we're working a lot of different ways. We're trying to work with four or five congressmen now that are going to support us. And then hopefully once Trump is elected, this commission can go forward and preserve the traditions and values of the academies.
Yeah, which is extremely important. And then, of course, that would work from there into the military itself. But a lot of people are still very concerned about the military, because even those that are on our side in Congress have given into what we call the alphabet mafia, so that they now, the alphabet people in the military, those especially, I don't know if you, when you replace the generals, if that is going to change and go back to, because all those things that they've okayed are against the UCMJ, yet it doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, that's why it's all about leadership, putting people in.
Right.
We're even recommending they bring 4 to 6 retired generals back.
That sounds
great. That will guide the future.
Yeah.
We have generals in their 60s and 70s, and then some of us even our 80s. Could serve a purpose to go back and realign the Defense Department, Department of the Armed Forces of America, and get it back on track again.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? And, of course, sign up for Stand Up America, U.S., and... Now, you have several books, but two in particular, which are very critical for what's happened in the past, since 2016, actually, but it's specifically what's happened in the past 4 years. It's The Invisible Treason in America and Beyond Treason, which is the most recent bestseller. Could you share about that and tell them where they can get them?
Yeah, we have some great books out from the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, standupamericaus.org. You can order the books there, or you can get them online at Amazon and other book outlets. But there's America's Endgame for the 21st Century, which is our first book,
yes.
Reality Prism, then Invisible Treason, and then Beyond Treason, where we actually connect all the dots for the American people of those agencies, organizations, and individuals that have conducted treason against America. Treason being aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States, foreign and domestic. And so the books are great. My new book will be out next month, called The Dismantling of America.
Wow. Wow, this is exciting. And as always, I will have those links to my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the general's work. Thank you so much, Paul, for sharing your brilliant assessments on all these issues. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then,
you, Audrey.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.